Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, the second day of September 2014. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. It is good to be back in the saddle again on the show after a week off up in the Canadian Rockies, where the leaves are turning, the temperatures are falling, and the mountain scenery is spectacular as usual. My thanks to Rose for holding down the fort, along with Dan Shear, editor of the Green Valley News, and Sarita Sun, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, columnist and editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, for hosting our show while I was up in the North Country. Coming up during the noon hour today, we'll get things rolling with an update on the modern streetcar operation in Tucson. It's been a bit over a month since its successful launch. How's it doing now? Then, about 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman came into the studio today with a pretty good smile on his face. I don't know if that was just he was glad to see me again. So I think it was more that case, glad to see me again, rather than how the market is performing today. 30 minutes past the hour, Michael McDonald, Chief Operating Officer of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, will be with me in studio today, and this month actually is Hunger Action Month here in Southern Arizona. Then we'll close out the show. Tucson Weekly editor Dan Gibson will host the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report today, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. The Buckmaster Show Live Line is available for you right now and anytime during the hour at 790-2040. Also, our Facebook page, easy to find, Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Shelley Jin. Shelley is the project manager for the new Tucson SunLink streetcar system. Shelley, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So, we're a month into the launch of the project. How is it going?
It's going very well. We've had a great turnout from the community pretty much from day one, and it's continuing on through this whole month. So we're very excited that we're being embraced by our community, and everyone's taking a chance to ride the streetcar.
A lot of folks in the media are making a big deal, Shelley, about ridership numbers. What can you tell us about those numbers?
Well, we're watching our numbers day to day, and it's great, and we have really good numbers. However, I do want to caution that we want to take some time and let a couple of months go by before we can develop what we would consider an average for those ridership numbers. However, that said, this first month we have had great ridership. We have done estimates when we first started this project of about 3,600 a day, and we're seeing that and more on our ridership. So for now, it looks really good. We are just starting school with the University of Arizona, so we'll have to see how that plays into the numbers. And also, we are providing free 30 days of rides for university students, so that may be impacting our numbers as well. So it's really hard to give great numbers until we're further down the line here.
And determining whether or not these are paid riderships can be a little bit, I guess it's somewhat problematic, because anyone who enters, I understand, who enters the streetcar, it's tallied through a sensor. Perhaps you could explain how that works, Shelley.
Correct. So we have a way of counting how many people board or leave the streetcar, and that's counted when they enter into the doorways. And so when someone steps on the streetcar, then it'll count them as a passenger on board.
Yeah, so whether these are like the operator of the vehicle, the police officer who's on board, people collecting the fares, all of that counts, correct?
Correct. So you do have a couple of people who are entering that are not somebody who just paid for like a $4 pass at a streetcar stop. However, that said, that's probably a very small number compared to the people who are actually purchasing the passes and riding the streetcar. The other difficulty that we have in trying to distinguish is people who already have their SunGo cards are able to enter the streetcar and use their SunGo cards to ride the streetcar as well. So trying to distinguish between like a typical bus rider and someone who's just trying the streetcar can be difficult as well.
Perhaps you could explain for those of us who have not been on the streetcar, our listeners who have not, what is the fare structure? How does it work? And how do they purchase a pass and the whole mm-hmm. 9 yards there?
Well, if you already ride SunTran, the bus system, and you have a SunGo card, then the good news is you don't have to do anything else. That card is good to use on SunLink as well. And so you just have to step on board the streetcar and use your card, tap it on the validator, and that counts if you have a 30-day pass or if you have stored value. If you are new to just riding any transit, then there's many ways that you can take advantage of purchasing a pass. And so we have ticket vending machines that are actually located on every single stop along the streetcar line, and we offer a $4 all-day pass. And that means you can put in $4 or use your credit card and purchase this all-day pass, and it starts the clock starts ticking from the moment that you step on the streetcar and validate it, and it's good for 24 hours after that point. If you go to a transit center or to an outlet such as Fry's, where they have all of the different passes available, you can purchase it that way and also through an online system. So there's a lot of convenient ways of getting your hands on your transit pass before you actually get to the SunTran or the SunLink vehicles.
Shelley Jin is with us talking about the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. She's the project director, 790-2040, who had a call. The caller did not want to go on the air, but Rose has mm-hmm. relayed the question to me. And Shelley, the caller wondered, what is the capacity of the streetcar? Is there some kind of number that you use?
Mm-hmm. There is. And so we are able to hold about 150 people on each streetcar, and that's means that there's about 28 seats, and then the rest are standing. These are 66-foot-long vehicles, so they can actually hold a lot. I've heard tell from other folks across the country that they've seen up to about 180, but that would be a very tight fit. I think that would probably be a crush load after a football game or something, and not something I necessarily want to try out myself. But we do hold a lot of people on an average streetcar.
You know, there are some awesome deals. Rose has reminded me that there's some great deals for U of A students and mm-hmm. faculty and staff. Perhaps you could share that with us.
Well, starting in August 15th, the University of Arizona was offering all students, faculty, and staff the opportunity to get a 30-day free pass, and so it's good through September 15th. And then after that, the university's continued to offer, and they've done this in the past and will do this in the future, subsidized passes. So they will pay 50% of the cost of your 30-day pass or your semester pass, and you would only have to be required to pay 50% of that. So it's a great deal if you're a university student, faculty, or staff member.
Are there discounts for seniors?
There are. If you go to SunTran, that's where you would purchase all of your SunGo passes and fare media, then there's different types of passes are available out there, so you should check it out. You might be able to fall under taking advantage of some of the deals that they have there. Also, some employers, if you check with your employer, actually subsidize 50% or even sometimes 100% of the pass as well. So it's always good to check in with your employer as well as call SunTran and see what you might be able to take advantage of for subsidized passes.
Shelley, have you ironed out some of the onboard fare validating machines that were not functioning and some folks were having trouble vending the streetcar passes?
We're working through all of the little hiccups that happen when you start a new system. And so that was one of the little technology issues that we've been having to work through. I think we've gotten most of the problems worked out. We're not completely 100% up to speed yet, but most of the issues that we had that occurred those first couple of weeks have been ironed out enough that you're not going to see it very often. So they're all kind of interrelated. So until everything is completely fixed, you may see a couple of hiccups, but overall it's running much more smoothly than it was that first week.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Zach has a question for Shelley Jin. Go ahead, Zach.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Shelley, real quickly, my question is, I know that the ticket is good for 24 hours from the minute that you purchase it or the minute that you step on. Have you guys thought about on Fridays making that ticket good for 48 hours just to spur families to come down? Let's say you buy your ticket on a Friday, but you can also go down on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We bought tickets this weekend, and we went back the second day because we still had time mm-hmm. left on it. And, you know, we went down to the hub, and we got ice cream, and I was just figuring the amount of dollars that I spent downtown this last weekend were far greater than I have all the rest of the year, just because, mm-hmm. I knew my ticket was good. So the next day I grabbed the kids, said, hey, let's park at the U of A. Let's go down there. Let's go get ice cream. And it was good. So have you thought about that?
Well, that's a great idea. Currently, we don't have that available. However, we are taking a lot of input and suggestions from the community on these type of ideas. And so we're going to continue to look at that. And it's something that you see in other cities, and we'll continue to evaluate and see if we can do that here as well. We hadn't had that previously, but we do want to look and see how we can provide as convenient as possible for our visitors who are coming down for a weekend or something. So I appreciate your comment, and that is something we are going to continue to look at.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. How about the football game? We had our home opener here. Did you notice an increase in ridership?
Yes, we definitely did. So, and we expected that. So we were prepared. Typically, when you are on a Friday evening, we do start going down to a 20-minute service and then eventually to a 30-minute service. However, our Sunlink folks did gear up and have more vehicles on the line, and they were able to move the folks who were attending the game as well as leaving the game once it finished. So we had a great turnout, and from what I understand, it went really smoothly. It was a little too late for me to personally be out there, but from everybody I've talked to, it looks like it functioned really well, and we're really excited to be part of the whole university athletic transportation portion.
And the streetcar, I understand, was briefly shut down over the weekend?
Yeah, we did have a vehicle that, not a streetcar vehicle, but a motor vehicle who actually had an accident and was flipped over and blocking along the line. But those kind of things happen periodically, and you just basically try to get a tow truck out there and deal with it as quickly as possible so you can keep that service moving. So they were able to get a tow truck out and shifted off the line so that we were able to keep the streetcar going.
Okay, Shelley, where can folks find out more on the web?
You can go to the SunTran website, and that will provide all of the information on the passes, and will link actually to a Sunlink website that can give you just background information if you're looking to understand what is Sunlink and the routes and parking and that kind of thing. Passes are through the SunGo program, which is under SunTran, and I encourage everyone to check out all the different outlets that are available. There's many types of passes, and you'll find one that fits your needs for sure.
Okay, Shelley Jin, thank you very much for being on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Tuesdays, we talk money. It's our Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelly Fishman on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Shelly, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be back in the saddle. And looking at the financial situation as we kind of launch here into the first working day of September, overall, we have had a pretty good year.
Overall, on the stock market, we've had about a 6% year, and the Dow about more than that in the S&P.
As I recall,
still over 2,000, so we're in record territory there.
I recall, 6% was your prediction.
6 to 10.
There you go. So you're on the low end. Right.
Yeah. LPL has revised their projections for the year up. They were saying, you know, somewhere in the 10 to 12 range. They're thinking maybe at the upper end of that now. But that's because they believe that we're not going to see any disruptions from Congress, and they don't believe the world is going to blow up. Well, you know, they haven't spoken to Mr. Putin.
Scary.
Scary stuff. And I think one of the things to watch is going to be the price of oil.
Okay.
Simply because it's been, you know, fairly steady at about $100, you know, and around $100 a barrel for a long time now. And if there's any danger to the supply from Iraq from the Middle East, that could really send the market into something of a tither. We also understand that the U.S. is U.S. refineries are producing at their highest rates ever. So, you know, we seem to be okay, but it's the supplies to developing countries and also to Europe that we have to worry about right now.
But right now, the oil price has been steady for how long? I mean, it's
been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've fluctuated down to 90 and then up to 110, 120, but it's been in and around 100, and the demand for oil is being bolstered by the demand in the emerging markets, but by lower demand, it's being offset by lower demand in the developed markets as gas and renewables come online. And so what we're seeing is a fairly steady demand for liquid petroleum, and as a result, a steady price.
Should investors be worried about making any changes here now into the remaining portions of the year?
Well, I don't.
Or should they stay with the game plan?
I think stay with the game plan for now. What we know about midterm elections is that they have literally no short-term effect on the market. Doesn't matter who wins, Democrats, Republicans. We know Democrats do better in the presidential elections. The market does almost twice as well under presidents, Democratic presidents, than Republican presidents. But with Congress, you know, there are too many variables. You can, you know, the House, the Senate, how it affects what the party in the presidency is. So it's hard to tell. But on balance, you know, we think that the midterm elections, which are, of course, House and Senate elections, don't affect the price of stocks very much. Now, if we see something like another shutdown looming ahead or an impeachment trial, you know, markets just don't like that kind of turmoil.
But generally, the elections would not have much of an impact.
Normally, midterm elections don't have an impact in the year of the election. Now, to the extent that midterm elections affect national policy, because, for instance, both houses are controlled by the same party, and if the president is of the same party, then that drives policy. And that does affect one way or another. It you know, affects the markets. As I say, it's counterintuitive. Democratic administrations actually are, you know, markets have done better under Democratic administrations.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us. Shelley, what are you telling your investors right now? I asked you, should they stay the course? And when they do ask you probably every day, what do we do?
What I'm telling clients right now is that what they've seen over the past couple of years is not going to continue. What we're going forward into is a much more normal market. The economy is normalized. Unemployment is becoming more normal. GDP growth is becoming, you know, is moving into the 3-4 range, which is more normal. So you have to behave now the way you would have behaved, say, in the 1990s or late 80s or even in the middle of the 2000s. So you've got to be properly allocated. You've got to be allocated in the right sectors. You've got to understand that we're reaching the middle or maybe even close to the third quarter of a business cycle. So at some point, we are going to get a pullback. If you're retired and you can't afford to kind of ride through a pullback, then you need to get more conservative.
Our third quarter is September's. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this question. September, October historically has not been good for the market.
September, October historically has not been good. October is the month when bad things happen.
Yes, it's not only Halloween, but Halloween comes early to Wall Street.
But Bill, that is, I think, more coincidence than anything else. And there's no way of saying, because we're in the third quarter, things are going to go pretty well or pretty badly. Last year, things went pretty well. A year before, things went badly. So it's just hard to know. What we can say is that, you know, what you need to look at is not the day-to-day stuff, but, you know, is there anything new? We've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Has anything changed? Mm-hmm. If nothing has really changed, if the economy is still, I mean, we had a great manufacturing number today. I mean, if the economy seems to be just moving ahead in an orderly fashion, then the day-to-day variations are to be ignored. If you believe that something fundamentally has changed, then you have to talk to your advisor right away.
But you do not believe anything has fundamentally changed.
No, I don't. I think the change has been predictable and up and to the right. That is, you know, we're seeing steady improvement and the market is showing it.
And when there are the saber rattling going on with Putin.
That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it bothers you and it bothers me. It probably bothers a lot of our listeners. But the positive side of this is some markets in years past would have reacted
much more negative.
Yeah, and they're shrugging
it off.
Okay, there you go.
And that is baffling. I mean, there are so many things that are baffling about this market. But fortunately, it's baffling kind of in the right direction. So you scratch your head and say, these are rounding errors or this is noise. But the music, if you will, is still coming through loud and clear. But it is so hard to understand why, for instance, Europe is flat, and the emerging markets have slowed down somewhat. Brazil, I heard, went into a recession. Mm. They've had 2 months of downturn. And yet our markets just seem to be shrugging it off and saying we're in good shape at a time when, you know, there's so much uncertainty in the political arena and also in the geopolitical, around the world, that you just kind of scratch your head and say, investors are satisfied that the fundamentals are sound. And so you watch the fundamentals. And if you watch those fundamentals, so long as you don't perceive anything has changed, stick the course.
All right, Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, where can we find out more information about you and the services that you offer to investors?
Well, buckmastershow.com will get you to me. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for the services I offer, shelleyfishman.com mm-hmm. is a really robust website. Or just call 940-0884.
Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner, a man we strongly recommend for all of your financial planning. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill. See you next week.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Islamic State terrorists claim to have beheaded another American journalist. Retribution for ongoing U.S. airstrikes on terrorist targets in Iraq. An internet video posted today purports to show the killing of Steve Sotloff by the terrorist group. A family spokesman says Sotloff's relatives are aware of the video. The spokesman says the family knows of this horrific tragedy and is grieving privately. The Pentagon says the leader of the Somali-based Al-Shabaab terrorist group was the target of a U.S. military airstrike. It struck an encampment and a vehicle last night. It's not known if the intended target was actually killed. Stocks mixed on Wall Street. The Dow down 40 points. The Nasdaq is trading 12 points higher. The S&P is off 3. More details at SRN News.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. They've got something practically every weekend coming up in Silver City. Taste of Downtown. Sample the delicious delights of historic downtown Silver City eateries. That is Saturday, September the 6th. You can find out more about the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City, New Mexico by going to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. There are more than two dozen great places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Well, we are into September, the second day of September here. September is Hunger Action Month, and this Thursday is Hunger Action Day in Arizona. The Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona and its four branch food banks in Amado, Green Valley, Sahuarita, Marana, and Douglas are asking communities to join the activities during the month of September. Michael McDonald is the CEO of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Michael, how are you?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. September Hunger Action Month is Go Orange for Hunger. So you'll see a lot of orange. A
lot of orange, and specifically on Hunger Action Day on Thursday. Give us a kind of an overview, Michael, of the variety of activities that are planned for really every day in September.
You know, it's really a day nationwide, and certainly here in Southern Arizona, where we focus on what is the need of hungry neighbors in our communities. We serve five southeastern Arizona counties. We know that, for instance, one in three children are food insecure in our neighborhoods. They just don't know where the next meal is coming from, what meal is going to consist of. And we are concerned about diet-related disease with the type of calories that people might be consuming. So throughout the month, you can walk for hunger. This Saturday, Tucson Electric Power has got its Childhood Hunger Challenge, where they're going to match dollar for dollar at three Wells Fargo bank locations. So you can give cash, and we can turn a dollar into four meals. Or you can give food, just all kinds of things. And then just in your own household, you can get your kids to think about, if you're fortunate enough not to be the one in three kids who are hungry, you can maybe perhaps give up a meal or have some soup that night and talk about what's happening with our neighbors.
When you say one in three, these are one in three kids who worry, or the kids may not be worried, but they need to be worried. The parents need to be worried. We all need to be worried about not really understanding or knowing where the next meal may be coming from.
Yes, we don't know where the next meal is. We don't know how many calories. Will it be a satisfying meal? Mm-hmm. Will it fulfill their health needs? And this is especially true as we come out of the summer months and kids haven't been on free and reduced breakfast and lunch. And the food bank throughout the school year provides thousands of kids with take-home meals every Friday to get through a tough food insecure weekend.
And of course, many people think of the food bank, the holidays will be coming up, but really, now is the time to help the food bank because we're coming out of a summer season. We all know businesses, small businesses especially, know it's difficult to make it here in the summer. A lot of people are out of town. This is the time to really help. September, that's why I'm glad this happens in September.
Yes.
This hunger awareness.
We are too. Yeah, we all take a vacation in the summer, but hunger doesn't take a mm-hmm. vacation. And we need it to rain donations, food support, hunger action. Like the monsoons have rained. Mm-hmm. We really need everyone's support.
Cash is, of course, one way to give, but of course, food is the most probably common way. And are you looking these days at special, perhaps more healthy eating food? I brought back an article and showed it to you before we went on the air. This is from the Calgary, Alberta Herald, that in Ottawa, in Canada, there's actually the major food bank there is starting to refuse processed foods.
Yes, nationwide, globally, in fact, a lot of the food banking efforts we're focusing on increasing access to healthy food, including fresh produce. And that's why we are shipping about 10 million pounds of fresh produce throughout southern Arizona to our families in need. What we've found, though, Bill, is that a lot of folks, because of convenience of processed foods, find it hard to start to cook again with fresh produce. So a lot of our work is education. What's the nutritional value of this? Why might you care, especially from diet-related disease issues, obesity,
diabetes. Huge.
And then, you know, how do you prepare the food? So we're doing nutrition education and food prep education.
What are you doing as far as volunteers during September? Are you urging folks to become a volunteer?
Absolutely. We need volunteers throughout our five-county service region, either passing out food, distributing food, doing these education workshops that I talked about, including gardening. We want to help people grow their own food. But on September 20th, which is our hunger walk, and that's mm-hmm. a way that anyone can come out and walk for hunger and show your support and be part of that success. You can go onto our website and register, and that provides financial support. Our website is communityfoodbank.org.
The Hunger Walk will be taking part. There'll be a walk in all of your locations, Tucson, Green Valley, Nogales, and Marana.
Absolutely. And again, we do that for a variety of reasons. It's the community becoming very aware of the need of hungry folks, hungry neighbors. And it's a lot of folks coming together to say, hey, we stand with you in solidarity. We support the efforts, and we want to raise visibility about the need of the hungry in our community. It's a hidden epidemic.
One in three, as we've been talking about, of the young people are really need some kind of food support. But overall, what do you say when you put the adults in there? Are we one of one area of Arizona and perhaps of the country that really has a food supply problem for poorer people?
We probably have a higher incidence of what they call food deserts, ironically, here in the desert. And it really is accessed primarily to sufficient, healthy, nutritious food at prices that people in low income can afford. So many of our clients at the food bank are living on very low fixed income. And in fact, I just don't want to focus on childhood hunger,
yes,
which is a crazy epidemic here in southern Arizona compared to the nationwide statistic of 1 in 5 kids being hungry nationwide, 1 in 3. But seniors, our elders, are living in hunger and often raising grandchildren. About a quarter of our clients, about a quarter of the 40,000 people who see us every week in one of our locations or our partner agencies, about a quarter are grandparents raising grandchildren.
So they've got very little means themselves, with probably very little food, and then they're trying to spread it around to the kids, and that's tough.
Exactly. And you know, it's hard when you make a choice between your prescription medicine as an elder and eating or feeding your grandkids.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have, I believe, Matt is with us, and Matt has a question or comment for the CEO of the Community Food Bank, Michael McDonald. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Mr. McDonald, first of all, thank you for what you do. And second, over the weekend, it's serendipitous that you're on today. Over the weekend, did you see the article in the Star, and it was in the Republic and other? It was called "Some Arizona Schools Are Passing on Free Meals for Students." Apparently, I guess as of Friday of last week, only 29 of the 247 school districts and charter schools eligible for a program to provide free breakfast and lunch to any student at the school, regardless of the student's income. And Sunday was the deadline to apply. Apparently, because of the new formula, a lot of the school districts decided, we're making a decision whether or not to sign up, because the new formula meant that, you know, unless they had a really high, low-income level population, they might get a bill.
Oh, boy.
And my fear, and I was wondering if you and the other people in your programs have been contacted by the school districts, because you're going to see a flood of parents basically saying, you know, they're not feeding my kid breakfast and lunch now. I need breakfast and lunch.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, you bring up a good point. And a lot of our work at the food bank, in addition to direct service, helping to feed people, teaching them how to grow food for themselves, we do a lot of political, or I should say public policy advocacy, especially related to any number of the federal programs, including the USDA programs about free and reduced breakfast and the Department of Education. We do know that a lot of school districts, it's an additional cost burden and a regulatory barrier with a lot of paperwork to get all this stuff filled out to access these federal benefits. There are some streamlined ways to do that, and so we work and consult with a lot of school districts on what can they do locally. Can they have a school garden? Can they get some of that produce into their cafeteria? Do they know about some of the streamlined ways to get access to free and reduced breakfast and lunch? And I should say there is a stigma sometimes if you're accessing free and reduced breakfast and lunch. And so there are recommendations that instead of serving that breakfast in a cafeteria and you're segregated, you know, I'm the hungry kid, I'm segregated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they could feed it in the classroom, mm-hmm. and that's an additional unfunded mandate on a teacher. Mm-hmm. We get, this is complex bureaucracy, yeah. and regulatory barriers.
But folks can find out more. Certainly you would be willing to talk to anybody with any school district about this.
Absolutely. We partner with many school districts. Learn more at communityfoodbank.org, and we are definitely involved in public policy advocacy.
Michael McDonald, thank you very much. We can check out the calendar about the Hunger Action Month at the communityfoodbank.org.
Thanks, Bill, and we'll see you this Saturday at 3 Wells Fargo Bank locations. Check out our website.
Thank you, Michael.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
J.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the incomparable Mavis Staples in concert this Friday. Get your tickets today to see this Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who we all fell in love with as a member of the Staples Singers and then shook the world with her soul anthems, I'll Take You There, and Respect Yourself. Today, Mavis Staples continues to thrill audiences with her warm, embracing, iconic voice. In concert, she moves effortlessly through her vast catalog of soul, R&B, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and gospel songs. Fox Tucson Theater presenting Mavis Staples this Friday, and then coming on September 16th, The Last Comic Standing Tour 2014. To purchase tickets and view the full schedule of performances and events, call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now, with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, the editor of the Tucson Weekly, Dan Gibson. Dan, how are you?
I'm fine. You stole my thunder a little bit.
With the Mavis stuff, and I know that was one of your topics, your featured topics that you wanted to talk about. So let's talk about Mavis first. I know you're looking forward to this concert.
Yeah, if it was just the Staples Singers catalog, that'd be enough. I mean, obviously, like, she's an amazing singer. She has this great catalog of music, but she's actually continued to make really great stuff since. She had a record that came out a couple years ago with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco called You're Not Alone. I mean, she is this incredible performer. I saw her perform in Chicago 2 years ago, and a full band, this just amazing performance. She tells a little bit of stories about her experience, you know, through the civil rights music movement and all this stuff, and then just sings the heck out of things. I mean, it's a campus show in a beautiful place, and you know, great acoustics, all the things you could want. And, you know, what more could you ask for than Mavis Staples right in our own hometown here?
Mavis has got to be getting on. And she's an iconic figure who's been around a long time. And as you say, goes back to the civil rights era and really amazing career.
Yeah, no, she's I think she's born in 39, something, 75. Wow. Does not seem that old at all. I mean, mm-hmm. Still an incredibly vibrant performer. And she's done all of the things for sure. I mean, she has a Kennedy Center honor and honorary doctorates, and she's done, you know, everything you could possibly want. And when I saw her, she performed the Weight by the Band, and can do pretty much whatever she wants impeccably. So.
Still has amazing pipes. While we're talking about music, what's this? Is it Maria Bamford coming to town?
Yeah, Maria Bamford's playing at the Rialto. She's a comedian, actually. She's done voiceover work for a million cartoons, things. She was on the most recent season of Arrested Development that was on Netflix, but an amazing comedian. She's been on Louis C.K.'s show, Louis. Talks a lot about her own experiences with bipolar disorder, and which does not sound hilarious, but she often is. Sort of impressionistic comedy. I mean, she tells stories more than sort of like stand-up, you know, the stand-up, like, hey, I'm going to tell, here's a setup for a joke and then a punchline. Insightful, creative person, an amazing storyteller, and she's performing at the Rialto on Saturday, September 6th. And I think tickets range between $18 and $33. But if you feel like laughing, that's a great choice.
One of your other picks, an activity, we have the Bob Log 3 at Flycatcher. What is this about?
So Bob Log, he's a Tucsonan, also lives in Australia, because sure, who wouldn't? But he was part of the Tucson band Do-Rag for a long time, plays sort of a sped-up, strange, improvised take on the sort of Mississippi hill country type blues of like Fred McDowell and the like, performs with a Air Force helmet on his head, and he's a strange performer, but absolutely a part of Tucson music history, with the Downtown Performance Center being bulldozed this week. He was a longtime performer there, and you get about a show a year from Bob Log here in Tucson, and they're definitely something to watch. Not necessarily for everybody. It can get a little bawdy at times, but $12, Flycatcher on Thursday night, it's definitely an experience.
And the Flycatcher, for those of us who are not familiar with it, it is located where?
It's right on the corner of 4th Avenue and 6th Street. It used to be Plush, and then before that it was a million different things. But it's right in the heart of 4th Avenue.
Matt Bevel, known for his incredible this performance art that he puts together, his show is up at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Yeah, and actually another connection there. What was the Downtown Performance Center became the Matt Bevel Institute in that Department of Transportation warehouse, which was bulldozed this week. So his work has moved over to Tucson Museum of Art. He'd actually threatened to move it over in a giant arc, like to travel from Stone and Sixth down to the Tucson Museum of Art, but that didn't quite work out. But it's full of characters and music and stuff that he found. And you know, he talks about how he doesn't make the art, but the art makes itself. He just helps things come together that want to come together. It's definitely an experience. I mean, you think of art as being sometimes this sort of passive experience of you looking at something. Matt Bevel's work interacts with you. I mean, everything is moving and happening. And that's a big part. It's a big, amazing thing that's happening at TMA. And there's actually more about it if you could be patient on Thursday in this week's weekly in our fall arts preview by Margaret Regan. So
the Margaret's got quite a arts preview putting it together, because let's face it, this is prime time coming up, right, for all of our arts activities.
Yeah, this is the time of year you want. You know, I think we try to fit as much as we could in, but I think she found, you know, hundreds of things that are happening in the city. But you know, from theater to dance to music to, you know, I mean, there's a million things happening, and we try to capture at least the very best of it and then try to pace it out the rest of the year. If we didn't catch in the fall arts preview, we'll get you sometime during the season to talk about what you're doing.
And Tucson Meet Yourself will be coming up in a few weeks. Have you heard about a little change going on there? I mean, I know I'm throwing you a curveball, but I have heard that
something I do know something about, yes.
Yeah, I heard they were kind of maybe scaling back some of the activities or what?
I think but what is happening a little bit over there is that they are sort of refocusing a little bit to be a keeper of cultural history. Mm-hmm. This is something that's happening in other states where they have an organization that sort of collects folklore and stories and all these things. So it's some of the pace has moved to that, but also I think, you know, Tucson Meet Yourself is sort of an unwieldy, it is such a large event, I mean, happening all over the place, that I think they are sort of trying to find the best way to do it. So I think it might be slightly smaller, but I mean, in that sense, there's still way too much food and music and dance and all that stuff to be, it's too much to process to some extent. So maybe they'll scale it to almost twice as much as one person can do in a day instead of maybe three times.
Those of us who have been around a long time, we know it's known also as AKA Tucson Eat Yourself.
Absolutely one of my favorite times of year, mostly just because there's this Thai, a Thai group from the U of A that has a stand, and every year I'm like, I'm getting in on that. The Thai food and a million other desserts and things. But.
All right. Dan, we're going to wrap it up with you. Thank you very much for taking part in our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Thanks, Dan.
Anytime.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Grammy Award-winning and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Mavis Staples in concert this Friday. Then on September the 16th, stop by the Fox for Lots of Laughs. Tucson is the first tour stop of the Last Comic Standing Tour 2014, the funniest comedians from NBC's popular reality show Last Comic Standing. In October, look for Lee Ann Womack, The Way I'm Living Tour, to make a stop at the Fox, recognized for best-selling albums I Hope You Dance and Call Me Crazy. Womack has once again impressed her fans with a newly released collection of traditional-style country songs that highlight the strong, pure vocals that propelled her to Hall of Fame status. To purchase tickets to see Mavis Staples, September the 5th, Last Comic Standing Tour, September 16th, and Lee Ann Womack, October 16th, visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Rosemary Brandt, our producer, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you on the midweek edition, even though it kind of felt like today's a Monday. But tomorrow is Wednesday, Rose, so we're halfway through the week already by tomorrow. This afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson. The guys are back with it at 6 to 8 tomorrow, and Christy Simone with the Daily Double, 8 to 9. We have lots of talk right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.